back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back in the studio, folks. Glad to be with you here for a April 21st edition of Mugs in the Morning here on KODY. As always, it's presented to you by Shelter Insurance agents Pete, Brent, and Bo. They're community strong all day long. Excuse me. Welcome in our friends from the Cedar Room as we have Hector, BJ, and Burgundy joining us here. Guys, last time we had you in the studio, we were talking about the hospital gala. How did that go?
Oh, extremely well, Tristan. We had a great turnout, and we were very fortunate to be part of that. And we helped raise of the funding for the new PET scan.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
and we had fun with it. The hospital gave us for that evening all of us scrubs to wear.
Oh, really?
So we were all dressed in scrubs.
Felt like nurses and doctors
were there. Yeah, it was fun. Everybody
the bad
had
part
a good
is
time.
That most of so the waitresses are like, hey, can we go to scrubs now? I'm like, no.
I've never worn scrubs, but I hear they're extremely comfortable.
They were. Yeah.
Have the kitchens that. Like, can we have scrubs too? You guys look comfy.
But yeah, no, it went extremely well. The turnout was
awesome.
Great. The live auction was awesome. You know, we fed it through the TV screen and in the system, the sound system. It was great. I think everybody had a great time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Glad to hear.
Yeah.
And what a great showcase of the Cedar Room and a great showcase of downtown North Platte as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we're extremely proud to be downtown, you know, and I think BJ and all of us have really put together a destination place.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is a high-class destination place, mm-hmm. that's for sure. So let's talk a little bit about some of the fresh food offering on the menu. We were talking about off the air a little bit ago, fresh shrimp at the Cedar Room that's a little bit of Nebraska shrimp, if that's at all possible.
Ain't that cool?
Yeah. I'll give a little background on how we actually come up with this. I had a lady that has her own Edward Jones office in McCook. Her name's Charlene Reimenschneider. A little shout out. Super, super nice lady. She was up for brunch last Sunday, and we got to talking about our menu, and we actually booked her daughter's wedding reception.
Oh, awesome.
And so we got to talking about the menu, and she says, how do you guys receive food? And I says, well, we try to get as fresh seafood as we can. And she says, I actually know a young gentleman in McCook, Nebraska, that actually has a shrimp farm. And if you guys come down, let me know. I'll get you hooked up with him. So we went down last Wednesday. His name is Tyler McCarty. He owns Saltwater Hills Shrimp Farm in McCook. If you talk about fresh shrimp, this is the place. I mean, we have teamed up with him for this weekend's offering. So we're going to put a new twist on our surf and turf with the fresh shrimp, and I'll kind of let Hector explain a little more about it.
Sure, so we're going to switch it up. We're going to do a sirloin that we do in-house and then pile on the shrimp, right? I mean, it's a great shrimp. It's a very sweet meat, and it's super fresh. I mean, the guys, he's got a silver lab that runs around the tanks because the shrimp jump out of the tank.
Oh,
and
wow.
So she goes and grabs them, so that's her treat. But it's an amazing process in aquaculture and agriculture, all kind of go hand in hand, right, as we need to diversify our base, right, it's super volatile, right, so this is just another way to produce some money, and this young man is in full force and has a great operation, super clean, everything is top-notch. We couldn't be prouder to partner up with somebody like him.
And McCook, too. How unique there's a shrimp farm so close.
Right, of all places.
On a hill. overlooking McCook and stuff, you know, and his operation is great. You know, he's got about 8 tanks, I'm going to say, and they're
awesome.
Looking to expand. Each tank holds about 3,500 shrimp. And he's unique enough that he says, hey, if you guys want larger shrimp, we can definitely grow them larger for you. You know, and it's a very, very cool process from a biological standpoint, you know, and it's something that probably more Nebraskans need to look at. You know, me having, with my past career in cargo and traveled, you know, all over the U.S., especially like Texas, Arizona and all them, there's a ton of aquaculture out that way, whether it's catfish, tilapia, shrimp, all sorts of things. So I think this is just a beginning portion of it, right? So it's great.
We're just scratching the surface,
yes.
It sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely. We're all super excited in the kitchen to get to work with it. They're They're some of the most beautiful shrimp I've ever seen come in. Uh-huh. They're, and they peel so easy, which honestly makes my life so much easier. But we're all real excited to try them. We've already been kind of messing around with the sauces and stuff like that. So it'll be a fun weekend for sure.
Awesome. So that's on the menu this weekend, so encourage folks to make their reservations now, obviously.
Yes.
And when we're talking about reservations, we know the Mother's Day holiday is quickly approaching.
Go ahead.
So what we're going to do is, like we did for our Valentine's Day, where it's on a Sunday, we will have a Mother's Day offering as well, just for those moms out there. I know that the girls on the lounge side are going to make up some just special Mother's Day cocktails as well. We'll do it on our schedule. Normally on Sunday we only are open from 11 to 3, but for Mother's Day we're going to be open 11 to 10, so everybody has a chance to get in there. So we really advise, you know, push in your Mother's Day reservations as soon as you can. Yep. We're already starting to book up pretty quick.
Yep.
We haven't decided exactly what we're going to have for the Mother's Day offering yet, but we've got some really good ideas.
Have some great things up your sleeves.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we've actually in the kitchen we came up with the idea with asking all of the moms in the restaurant to help come up with the idea for special for that.
Oh, awesome.
Basically going to be that weekend.
Yep.
So we've got quite a few ideas from all, you know, the moms up front of the house. So we're just gonna get them finalized and.
Perfective.
Let them pick.
Right.
Mom inspired and mom approved.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
And like Burgundy said, we'll run it all weekend. So those that couldn't get in for Sunday for Mother's Day, you can get it Thursday or Friday as well.
Never a bad time to celebrate mom.
No.
Right.
Again, we're blessed to have Burgundy, BJ, and Hector joining us here from the Cedar Room on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. And guys, I brought it up off the air a few minutes ago. Nebraska Land Day's quickly approaching.
Oh my goodness.
And there's some exciting things in the work for the Cedar Room.
Yes.
Not everything that we can share at this time, but just want to let folks know there's some excitement brewing in the community for Nebraska Land Days, and specifically in the downtown community as well.
Yes. And it's going to be a really fun. We're really looking forward to the Nebraska Land Day weekends. I mean, it's a celebration of North Platte, I think. You know, I mean, aside from the Nebraska itself. But I think we bring in so many outside folks, you know, that it's just a nice showcase. The downtown area is really coming together with the lights up. And, you know, here after Mother's Day, the plants go in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to beautify the whole thing. And traffic through downtown has been amazing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I love it, too, when you're going downtown or when you're stopping downtown and you have to park a couple blocks away and have to do a little bit of walking. What a great problem to have.
Ain't it cool?
It's awesome. Normally, when I can't find a parking spot, I get frustrated. But when I'm downtown, I think, hey, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a good problem.
It is. And you know, it's really encouraging when we have our older patrons also kind of coming in, whether it's wheelchairs, canes, walkers, and stuff. We try to accommodate everybody that comes in.
Sure.
You know, and it's great to see them make that walk also. You know, we have a particular couple that comes in, I think, every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, every day, and they have their dinner and stuff early there.
Now, do you know, do they order the same thing? They change it up a little bit.
They change it up.
Okay,
however, it's
good.
Always a beer bottle for both of them.
Okay. You get a little creative at least.
Oh, yeah.
And that's definitely encouraged, Burgundy. The menu at the Cedar Room is so diverse, you can't come in and just try the same thing time after time.
We try and keep things pretty playful back there and change things up. And we've gone through quite a few revisions, as you know. We're getting ready to kind of, again, go through the new menus and get some of our off-menu stuff that we've been selling like crazy and actually getting put on the menu. So we're really excited to actually have that.
Yeah, so something
be out.
For our lunch offerings, these guys came up with a Monte Cristo version, a Cedar Room version, I suppose, that people are raving about. So I think that's going to be a regular on the menu. So we're talking about that. Yeah, it takes a particular, from the logistics standpoint, from the fryers and all that stuff, it takes a particular care to ensure the quality of the product that's coming in. So Burgundy and us are kind of talking about, you know, better filtration systems for our oils and whatnot, just to maintain the flavor.
Going back to the downtown conversation, I saw you guys a couple weeks ago for the big downtown lighting ceremony. How those lights look at dark. Are you enjoying those down there, guys?
Oh, they're awesome.
They're pretty
And we get
cool.
multiple comments. and compliments from a lot of travelers.
A lot of travelers.
Say, awesome. How cool is this? And, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of them tell us, it reminds us back home.
And it's not even, they're not even seeing the full force of the lights yet, too. They're going to be even more creative during the holiday seasons and even maybe during Nebraska land days.
Yep.
Who knows?
Yep. You know, Tristan, and something that's super encouraging, too, a lot of the travelers that are coming through are telling us, you know, we want to see the flavor of the towns.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want a chain.
No.
You know, and that's...
You can get that stuff at home.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I say that just because, you know, if you're thinking of opening up a business, if it's a thought or if it's an idea in your mind, go for it. Because so much of our patron comes off of I-80.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of them are telling us we want to experience North Platte.
Yep.
Or
what's something you can't get at home?
Right. And we're constantly getting, even from our locals, you know, thank you for bringing this to North Platte.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that makes our hearts swell up.
The community's been great, and hope that continues, because there's great things on the horizon, we know, and good to be a part of that greatness here brewing in the community.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always.
It's great. You know, and we, you know, we'd be remiss not to thank our community for the support that we've received on many different levels, you know, I mean, but from day one, I think our doors have been a constant open for our members of the community. So,
mm-hmm. We do need to wrap up, guys. Was there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Nebraska beef, the passports
yes,
come
absolutely.
Up. The passports are coming up. We hand them out on May 1st. We just received our Nebraska passports, which we are a part of. And then yesterday we got a letter from the Nebraska Beef Council. So they will be sending their passports here in the coming week.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have all of those, and we officially hand them out on May 1st. So if you'd like to participate in that, please come on by. I know there's some prizes and some really cool stuff for those that are able to make all trips. You know, and what a fun way. You know, we've been locked up for COVID for almost over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
So really getting out and getting on the road and traveling. You know, we have people that come in from an hour and a half away to have dinner or whatnot. It'd just be another great addition to your travel.
And after looking at the passport, we're like, ooh. That'd be fun. Let's try this.
Yeah. So we're going to try and hit it because I want that T-shirt.
Encourage folks to make the reservations for this weekend and also for that quickly approaching Mother's Day holiday. What's the best way for folks to make a reservation at the Cedar Room?
Right on our website, thecedarroominny.com. There's a reservation system on there. It's very, very simple to run. Or you can call us right at the restaurant, 308-532-4825. Or just walk down and come in. We'll put you right on the reservation system.
Yeah, if you're driving by, you're in the downtown community,
yep.
swing on in. You
yep.
can make a reservation right there at the front with the hostess. And
yep.
maybe get a drink at the bar, too, real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah,
yeah, people do that.
Yep. And also, guys, if we call us off hours, leave your reservation on the voicemail. We check it every morning.
Sure.
So, yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, guys, it's always great to have you in the studio. We appreciate the time as always.
Thank you
for having us.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs of the Morning after a quick